We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student on page 35 from the article The Teaching of Kabbalah in Its Essence, titled Spiritual Expressions. You may ask questions on Kab TV and selected questions will be aired during the lesson. Spiritual expressions. The spiritual has no image, hence it has no letters to contemplate with. Even if we declare in general that it is simple light which descends and extends to the seeker, until one clothes and attains it in the amount sufficient for his revelation, this too is a borrowed expression. This is so because everything that is called light in the spiritual world is not like the light of the sun or candlelight. And what we refer to as light in the spiritual world is borrowed from the human mind, whose nature is such that when a doubt is resolved in a person, one discovers a kind of abundance of light and pleasure throughout the body. This is why we sometimes say the light of the mind, although this is not so. The light that shines in those parts of the substance of the body that are unsuitable for receiving resolved scrutinies is certainly something inferior to the mind. Hence, those lower inferior organs can receive it and attain it too. Yet, to be able to name the mind by some name, we call it the light of the mind. Similarly, we call the elements of the reality of the upper worlds lights, as they bring those who attain them abundance of light and pleasure throughout the body, from head to toe. For this reason, we may call one who attains clothing, for he has clothed that light. We might ask, would it not be more correct to call them by names used in scrutiny, such as observation and attainment, or to express oneself with expressions that emphasize the phenomena of the noetic mind? The thing is that it is nothing like the conduct of the noetic phenomena, since the mind is a particular branch among all the elements of reality. Hence, it has its own way of manifestation. This is not so with degrees, as they are a complete whole, which contains all the elements that exist in a world. Each element has its own particular ways. For the most part, the perception of matters in degrees is similar to the perception of animate bodies. When one attains some essence, one attains the whole of it, from head to toe. If we judge by the laws of the noetic mind, we can say that he has attained everything he could attain in that essence. And even if he contemplated it for another 1,000 years, he would not add to it even an iota. Yet, in the beginning, it is very similar to meaning he sees everything but understands none of what he sees. Yet, by the passing of time, he will have to attain additional matters, similar to Ibur, conception, Yenika, nursing, and Mochin, adulthood, and a second Ibur. And at that time, he will begin to feel and use his attainments in every way he wishes. However, in truth, he did not add a thing to the attainments he had achieved in the beginning. It is rather like ripening. Previously, it was unripe, hence he could not understand it, and now its ripening has completed. Thus, you see the big difference from the conduct of noetic phenomena. For this reason, the definitions we are accustomed to using will not suffice for us with noetic phenomena. We are compelled to use only the conducts that apply to corporeal matters, since their shapes are completely similar, although their substance is utterly remote.
In short, what we get is something whole and complete. But when we receive it, when we get it, we don't know who or what it is. And afterwards, we start inquiring and advancing toward understanding what it is, to feeling it, researching what are the reasons and everything about it, but it's all revealed in us according to our gradual revelation of each and every phenomenon. And therefore, it is impossible to talk about something that is becoming revealed to someone who reveals it. And this is the ways of attainment, that it is only with respect to the person, to the attaining person. No, you. What can we do?
He says the spiritual has no imagination, and you say, imagine the spiritual state. And he said, you can't imagine the spiritual. A spiritual state has no imagination.
Therefore, the spiritual is, you have imagination, right? But the spiritual doesn't.
So how do I develop to be spiritual?
The spiritual does not develop. It becomes gradually revealed to you according to your ability to discover it. And then it seems to that becomes revealed. But it doesn't. It's present. Only your attainment of it changes.
So when a person opens up his doubts, then it opens up in him completely.
Because of the solving of doubts, because of the doubts, you solve them. Because you have both concealment and also revelation, one opposite the other, and you were impressed by it throughout many different states. So from all of these different states that you have inquired in favor and against, which you grasp, you can join them together into a complete picture called attainment.
Why do I need these spiritual phrases? What does it mean that he says spiritual phrases if I don't understand what spirituality is?
You need them in order to achieve the purpose of life, your purpose in life, which is the root of your soul. And you can attain it without gradually discovering all the different states present in all the created beings, which are all in all one creature, which is you. And thus, everyone, from their point of shattering, which is your individual malchut, that from it, a person has to discover all the rest of the states of the, as if the rest of the created beings, and to connect them all in his individual private malchut. That's how it goes, until everyone comes together in their malchuts, connecting them together and reaching the complete picture of the whole of reality by everyone connecting, and in that there will be the complete revelation of the Creator and the complete and whole creature.
He says, like he writes in the beginning, I'll have letters to express it with?
Of course, all those states that will join together will bring you the light of Ein Sof, but it'll be revealed to you in all of the corrected vessels that are called otiot, letters, that connect to all the different fulfillments and in all the different discernments, they join together into the book of Torah. And then it's called before the eyes of all of Israel, and then suddenly, boom, and it's Ein Sof, endlessness.
We're continuing to read on page 37. Four languages are used in the wisdom of truth. One, the language of the Bible, its names and appellations. Two, the language of laws. This language is very close to the language of the Bible. Three, the language of legends, which is very far from the Bible, since it has no consideration of reality. Strange names and appellations are attributed to this language, and also it does not relate to concepts by way of root and its branch. Four, the language of Sfirot and Parzufim. In general, sages had a strong inclination to conceal it from the ignorant, since they believed that wisdom and ethics go hand in hand. Hence, the first sages hid the wisdom in writing, using lines, dots, tops, and bottoms. This is how the alphabet was formed, with the 22 letters before us.
So we have four languages in the wisdom of truth, and he explains this thoroughly in Istaklut Pnimit, first part of Tess. And besides these four languages, we also have, in the written language, we have the 22 letters and the 5 mansipach, the 5 final letters, ending letters by which we can express all the relations between the lights and vessels. And therefore, all the letters plus the tant, tamim, nekudot, and tagim, without the otiyot, that's, we talked about that. By that we can express all the different movements between the lights and vessels. And when we talk about something, we talk always about 10 sfirot and no less. And even if we talk about a particular sfira, from the 10 sfirot, it also speaks about a sfira that represents 10 particular sfirot. Because you can't say, I want to talk about the sfira of Hod now. No such thing. It can't be. But someone who has attained a certain Pertzuf, which is higher than the Pertzuf of Hod with respect to that Pertzuf, then he can say, okay, this is the form of Hod. But otherwise, you have nothing to talk about, because
no.
The only thing that you can talk about is the Ten Sfirot. Well, this is something that we can explain campuses, but
in what language is this article written?
I think in Hebrew.
Sorry, in which language that he refers to here out of the four languages?
It doesn't appear here. What are four languages do we have? The language of the Tanakh, the Agadah, the Halakha, and the Kabbalah. So it's not written in any one of these languages. These four languages are four methods for the revelation of the lights inside the vessels on the degrees of Aleph Bet, Gimel, and Dalet.
What language is this then?
Spoken language.
So it's a fifth language, it's
general language. It's not related to attainment. Those four languages are related to attainment, that someone in attainment can use those four languages and by them to reveal or attain in four different manners the spiritual world. But here, it's not about the attainment of the spiritual world. Here it's about, or with regards to an ordinary person, he writes this for your general knowledge. When you'll start attaining these things, then you will clothe upon your attainment one of these four languages. Yeah.
He writes something here. He says there was an inclination to those of the wisdom to conceal them from the ignorant, since they believed that wisdom and ethics go hand in hand. But you could say this about all languages, about the Bible, about the language of laws. Why is that concealment related to the language of Sfirot and Parzufim? Everyone is confused with the wisdom and the ethics.
I've explained. What does he say? Four languages that are used in order to disclose. Four languages are used in the wisdom of truth, not for something else. Meaning, if you come up to a person on the street and you ask him, "What language do you speak?" he'll say Hebrew, like I told you. But it's unrelated, because he's not talking about attainment, he's not talking about the wisdom of truth, about the world of truth. Meaning, he's now explaining a certain story to you that's outside of these four languages, outside of the attainment, but for your general knowledge, and this is why he uses Hebrew. He could explain the same in English. No problem.
He emphasizes here specifically for the fourth language, and he said that the sages had a strong inclination to conceal it from the ignorant because they believed that wisdom and ethics go hand in hand. He says that specifically about the fourth language, the language of Sfirot and Parzufim.
Yeah, why?
That's what I'm asking. Why is he saying that specifically about this language? Because nothing's clear to anyone.
All the rest is as if clear. All the rest is as if clear. Everyone's reading the Torah like, what? You don't see what it says? People even read, I don't know, the Sidur, prayers, everything. Besides the wisdom of Kabbalah, everyone reads it, everyone understands it. And there are the 7-2 commentaries to it, and, you know.
So it should have been the opposite, to conceal those, to not confuse people.
So what will you leave for the common folk? And also, the common folk doesn't talk these three languages, and in general, all of these languages, they are in the hidden language. Only in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's very clear that you're in the hidden. And everything else is being falsified, and, you know, people feel that as if they understand what it says there. The language of the Midrash, does anyone understand what it says there? It's a code. No one understands. Does someone understand the language of the Tanakh? No. There is an additional approach to the revelation of the upper world by this code called the language of the Tanakh. And this is not clear. What the common folk thinks, they think. That's their business. But the Kabbalists altogether wanted to hide the language of Kabbalah, because the rest of the languages, it was clear to the common folk as though they understand it. And the wisdom of Kabbalah, they don't. And what do they need to know that they don't for? So to distance them from it. So therefore, they didn't talk about all these things, Sfirot, Olamot, and so on. It was renewed by the Baal Shem Tov. Before that, no one used it. No one talked about Parzufim, Sfirot, Olamot. It started from the Ari and on, and the Baal Shem Tov, he brought it into use. Let's continue.
The language of the Bible. The language of the Bible is the primary, rudimentary language, perfectly suited for its task, as for the most of it, it contains a root and branch relation. This is the easiest language to understand. This language is also the oldest. It is the holy tongue attributed to Adam HaRishon. This language has two advantages and one disadvantage. Its first advantage is that it is easy to understand, and even beginners in attainment immediately understand all they need. The second advantage is that it clarifies matters extensively and in depth, more than in all other languages. Its disadvantage is that it cannot be used for discussing particular issues or connections of cause and consequence. This is so because every matter needs to be clarified in its fullest measure, as it is not self-evident in showing to which element it is referring, unless by presenting the whole matter. Hence, to emphasize the smallest detail, a complete story must be presented. This is why it is unfit for small details or for connections of cause and consequence.
Meaning, general language, general expressions, as if everything's clear, because they use words from the spoken language, and by that, they conceal, they hide the entire internality. Yeah?
Okay, hello to all the friends. We'd like to do some kind of first update regarding the Congress that's taking place, both the Arava and the Congress in Tel Aviv. I'll say a few things. Over the weekend, we're going to want to have a longer content update to involve the whole group in the move that's in this process that's happening, the Arava Congress, and how it sinks into the Tel Aviv Congress. But we would like to share a little bit what we're doing now, starting from last Saturday. We got dozens and dozens of ideas and suggestions and proposals from friends sharing how they see the Congress.
Accordingly, I want to add, don't write to me, write to their address.
Let's see it on the screen. We would like to continue this direction in with the same idea as these conventions we recently had that involved everyone. We want to get everyone involved in the content. We want everyone to feel part of the content, and it's already happening. You can see the email on the screen, info@kab.co.il. And we are calling our friends in Israel and all around the world to take an active part. We're going to publish on Sviva Tova the lesson titles that we have already planned out, but that's all they are, just titles. There are going to be content blocks that different areas will be responsible of. The Israeli groups will take a specific content block. America will take another one. Australasia, Africa, Russia, etc. So we really want to involve the whole world in building the content. So we will send the titles, and what we want from you is to start working on it, to start thinking about it, getting involved in it, and to send us ideas of content blocks. For years, we've had a lesson prep as a Yeshivat Chavarim. Maybe we should do things differently. Maybe you have ideas for that, for quotes. Would love to hear it. Every region will get a collection of quotes that they'll have to choose from. They'll get a collection of songs that you can offer songs. Would even be happy to get from you questions you think would be useful for Rav to ask during the workshops. Questions for Rav. So we really want to build together this content. This is the move, this act we want to do. During the end of the week, we'll get more in-depth into it, of what's happening in the Arava and how it connects to the big Congress. We're working on a name for the Congress, and I'm asking again to any friend that's watching us, write to us, info@kab.co.il. Send us the name or a suggestion for a name for the Congress.
That's it.
Well, until Saturday.
Okay. Moscow. Practical question, preparation for the Congress. We already started working on the different duties, what kind of duties are going to we have. The question is about the tens. On the big Congress, last time, on previous Congresses, usually there were fixed tens for the world Kli and random tens for the Israeli Kli. On the Arava Congress, the tens were always random. What do you think would be the right thing to do this year? Maybe only for the big Congress, it's good to mix the tens from the world Kli with the tens from the Israeli Kli in order to feel the power of integration.
You have the questions? Good. Okay. Next. I'm not giving any answers. I'm not giving any answers. You are organizing the Congress. You're doing everything. Tens like this, ten like that. What do I know about these tens? You are doing the Congress. Otherwise, it won't be a convention. It would be a kindergarten and a kindergarten teacher. Now, please explain a little more about the connection between the Arava and the Tel Aviv Congress.
In general, the big Congress this year is divided into it has three target audiences. About 70% of the Congress, these are friends from our groups in Israel and from around the world, people that are with us on the morning lesson, connected with us, whether they come seven times a week or once or just for the Yeshivat Chavarim. These are people that are already connected to our system, to the groups. We're dedicating the entire first day of the big Congress to them. The Arva, the men's Arva Congress, and that in parallel to which there'll be the women's Congress here, will take all of these active people. It'll take all of the active people, and they're actually the fist of this Congress. There's the core around which the entire Congress revives around. So on the Arava, we build this entire Rosh, this entire body called Kabbalah Lam, and on the first day. So if to Arava came the most dedicated people, then on the first day of the Congress joined people that couldn't make it to the weekend. And especially in the World Kli, we'd like to say, if you have a thought about coming to the Arava Congress or coming to the big Congress, we think that you should come to the big Congress. The big Congress is a Congress during which we will tighten and build the Israeli Kli around the World Kli with the help of the World Kli. So
meanwhile, you're not doing a condition that to come to the Tel Aviv Congress, you have to come to Arava. I heard that you're thinking of doing that condition, because I heard there are some wise guys who think it's enough for them to come just to Arava, which is a more unique Congress, and spiritual, etc. And the other Congress, Tel Aviv, is just for the common people, so I don't think that's right. I agree that whoever comes to Arava are the people that are also coming to the Tel Aviv Congress.
Maybe Gilad. We considered it not as a condition, but that will give a discount to the people that come to both. Meaning, if you come for 3 days on the big Congress, because it's also, then you'll get a serious discount for the Arava Congress. Of course, we're talking about men and the World Kli, because we know that it's hard and so on. We give it all a discount. Prices.
So the Arava Congress will be about lessons that we're learning now, the need to work on the mutual desire, to understand what we're doing, to reach our avud, to covenant between us that ends with building a mutual desire towards large congress, and there there'll be realization, because we're going to meet different audiences. Now, it's important to say, I'm not going to be a passive person in that congress because the congress isn't for me, it's for new people, etc., etc. No. If we, the critical mass, won't go through a process in the congress, if we won't be uplifted and inspired by the open evenings, then the new students, the campus students, they won't feel the inner intensity. They won't feel the power of it. And that's what we're working on now, more or less.
Okay, so when do we start selling tickets? Registration, when does it begin?
Aiming for the 1st of January, dependent on some technical stuff. So, there's a technical matter here.
And just to add that, like every year, there will be a list that will have a page that will include all the materials for both congresses. We're working on that too.
That's clear. And
announcements. The Zohar lesson, you're invited today at 5:30 for a live lesson with Dr. Michael Lightman. And you're all invited to the Friday morning special lesson and special meal, 3:15 a.m. Nevatim 12th Street, Petach Tikva. For further details, contact us. Thank you. אשרי הנער שהזכי לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכי לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי התח והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי התח והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.